Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you all across the world. Welcome to today's daily meeting. We have every Monday through Friday at this time, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, and all of your time zones, wherever you may live, okay? So welcome to today's daily meeting. Always a pleasure to see your sunshiny, smiling faces, even though I only see two of y'all, but it's all right. I know it's early. It's kind of early, all right, for some of us, but it's okay. Glad to have y'all on. You're gonna see some things that you shouldn't see. Here's some things you shouldn't hear, okay? Because it's behind the scenes of how the ATSJR companies is run each and every day by our founder and CEO. So until he comes on, I'm here. There he is. Okay, here we go with the plaid shirt. I see him. All right. Don't be trying to stunt on. Look now. Don't be trying to stunt on people like that with the plaid shirt and the bling. Don't do that. Okay. Don't stunt on them too much like that. Okay, it is church day, Archia. Well, anything, and I do mean anything can happen, okay? I mean, people, souls get saved, all this type of stuff, everything, okay? So just buckle your seatbelt up, all right? Just make sure you are ready and receptive and open to what is about to occur on this day. So let me get out of the way of greatness and introduce to you our illustrious founder and CEO who hails from Galveston Island, G-Town, Texas. All right, the millionaire maker, the innovator, the creator, the one and only, okay? Let me tell y'all something. We are appreciative of the one and only, okay? Because if we had two of them, we don't know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
Grand rising to every last one of you. I appreciate you for being here as always. Allow me to first greet you in with Jesus joy. And all your other religions. I just wanted to mess with Grace here for a little bit. Because every time she's so Baptist, and you just bump up against it, Kevin. That's all she needs. She don't need nothing else, but just enough. I say, this is the day. She gets all excited. See, there it is. She gets excited.
Me and Jerome. Jerome just ain't got a camera, okay?
She gets so excited. So excited. Because her mother raised her well. Mother and father. How long they been married?
46 years.
46 years. My goodness. I'm just going to assume that your daddy is trained well. That's what I'm going to assume.
He told my god sister's husband, I call him my god brother-in-law. Anyway, because he asked, but how y'all been married so long? He said, well, you know, communication, faith in God. You know, he gave all the Baptist answers. Yeah. Communication. And this, and then he said, yes, dear.
Yes, dear is, yes, dear is at the top. Yes, dear is at the top of the list. It is. It's at the top of the list. Shout out to Ibrahim. Ibrahim just touched down in Pakistan. Yes.
Hello from Pakistan, guys.
That's it. That is it. He is. Tell us a little bit about Pakistan and why Pakistan is dear to you, plus what you're doing out there.
I have come here for the gift of cheap labor and high standards of living for a few dollars. It's like amazing here. I went to a shop and I bought stuff for a whole month and came out and it was like, what, $20 or something. Yeah. So it's crazy here. It's crazy here. I'm in a gated community that's backed by the military. So that's where the military personnel live. It's the most secure point in Pakistan. And that's where I'm staying. I'm also tapping talent here, like that's unlocked, and getting them the ATS visibility while bringing the ATS family the benefit of, you know, underappreciated talent. Because if Antonio does one thing right, it is appreciating talent and creating mutual benefit in so doing. So we're gonna get coders, we're gonna get writers, we're gonna get administrative staff, we're gonna get accountants, bookkeepers, all of these. And I'll connect them to the relevant ATS members. So if there is a CPA in ATS who'd like to outsource 90% of their work and just, you know, scale, I'll connect them with the talent here. And here's the thing, I get nothing out of it. I'm not taking a cut, there's no middlemaning. That's it. Like, I'm just gonna be here to personally vet, meet the people, see that these are real people. And once that's done, I just get them to shake hands with the relevant person. So if there's a coder who's built a coding practice, okay, and they find themselves trapped and thinking, if only I had more clients, and then thinking, well, I don't have more time, so what can I do? How can I, like, so for them, this will be a way out. So if there's a writer who is like at maximum capacity with their writing, and they wish they had more time, we'll connect you to a writer. This is even more relevant to coders and tech, because in writing, you can have your grammar and your style, but in like code, the exact same code done by two different people for the same command or the same wireframe is pretty much identical. And that's why there's a lot of coding work going to India. It's just that major corporations are doing it. We're just gonna do the same for ATS. We're gonna connect them with coders, with talent here that's underappreciated, and you'll pay them their market price. So it's not like you are exploiting. No, you are giving them their fair market price. And they can walk away, but they won't walk away because they get much more for a fewer dollars. So for them, it's going to be a good deal. For you, it's going to be a good deal because you're going to ask for US bucks. You're going to ask for Texas rates. And, you know, one day you're going to ask for California rates. So my point is, just to sum it up once again, this will be your opportunity to command a US price and get US level talent vetted, and then have them do it from a place where they don't need US dollars. Isn't that a great pitch?
Absolutely, absolutely. Come on, y'all, unmute your mics and clap for Ibrahim. Yes, yes.
Antonio.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I wanted to thank Ibrahim because I do use outsource bookkeeping, and I've wanted to outsource tax returns, but I've never met the people. And so even though I have them sign an NDA, it means nothing. So having someone vet them would go a long way to easing my concerns. Absolutely. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. One of the
So you can do one thing. Just post, instead of posting on freelance forums or like Upwork or Fiverr, go to Indeed, because you have a business license, you'd be able to make postings. I don't know if you already do. And go to indeed.pk or .com.pk and post there. So people will apply directly from there to you. And then once you have their number, you can connect them with me. And then I can actually personally see how they are. And then I can just give you my opinion on them. So that works too.
That is good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
That is good. That's the power of ATS, y'all. That is it right there. That's it right there. Good to see my brother Maurice in the building. Woo! Yes, he is. He's a broker of, are you four states now? I know you was three. You four now.
Yeah, four states. Yes, sir.
Tell us the states real quick. I need them to see how major you are.
Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey.
There it is, right there.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's it. Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Michigan. Plus, you are the president of Realtors. You got 7,000 under you, or is it like 20,000?
Wow, we just left a conference, and it was about 2,000 of us there. 2,000.
He's the president. He's the president. Me and my man Maurice have done some great things together. Yes, the great things together. So I'm looking forward to, and he keeps me abreast. He's my Muslim brother. He keeps me abreast to all things sir. Muslim, especially a particular branch of it that I really fancy. I'll just leave it right there for right now. He knows who I'm talking about. You know, I definitely fancy. So the good is always good to connect with everyone. Now we've got so much stuff to do. We got so, and then right on key, come.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Antonio, I received a private message from Dr. Sugar. So it just gave me an idea, and I'm just putting it out there. So even if you're not in a business that you want to scale, or in a business where you take so much pride in the work itself, not the result of the work, but the work itself, because Sadia is like, she takes pride in the result of the work. So as even if someone else does it, she doesn't personally mind because her clients are getting what she wants for them. But there are certain tasks in which you take so much pride in just the work itself, like if you're a painter or something. So even if we have painters on the call or anything, here's an idea. If you want a full-time personal assistant, Antonio, give me an idea. What would it cost to have a full-time personal assistant with US GED level education or higher? How much would it cost?
GED level education, that would be something like $12 an hour. Of one that's very experienced can go up to $20 to $30 an hour.
So for a month, what would that be?
That would cost, on the very lowest of ends, depending on who you are, $600 a month. On average, $2,200 a month. On getting somebody like Pippis or Diana is something like,
oh, that's a different.
That's way up there.
So it looks like it. So if going by 12 an hour and going by 8 hour work days, so 12 an hour. 8 hour work days, 26 days a month, it's coming to $2,400 or something. you get the same talent in Pakistan for $120 a month. And if you want to do part-time, $60 a month, your own personal assistant. We're going to do the placement for you.
That's incredible. That's incredible. So that's why he's out there. Yeah, yeah, that's incredible. He's building his company and ATS and everything else and anybody out there. When you work close to me, I guess you just have to find out when you work close to me, but you never build just for me. That's not the way it works. I force you to build yourself because I believe in the third law of motion or the law of attraction, or however you want to do it. Whatever you put out comes back. And I try to make sure all of that. Tempest is getting ready to log on. We will be extremely busy today. We'll be extremely busy today as we are not only just working, but doing many things with Tempest as well, because her birthday is tomorrow. Yes, her birthday is tomorrow. So we will be celebrating her plus working and everything else and in and out, in and out, in and out for today and tomorrow, because we got to do at least 2 days, Grace, for Tempest. You understand how that goes. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Antonio, I wanted to add a little weight to what Ibrahim said. Mm-hmm. So I have an auditor that's working with me on a state project. And I would have paid here anywhere from 35 to 45 an hour. And they requested $10 to $12 an hour. And most people are saying 10. So just to show you the quality of people you can get, and he is very skilled and degreed in from where he's from. So he's in Pakistan, and you know, it is very real that you can outsource and do it and do a virtual, you know, position and still win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is one of the greatest ways to get a pay raise is to save money on fees and taxes. Okay. I need you middle class folk to catch that. That is the difference between the wealthy and the middle class. If you save $100,000 in taxes, you made an extra $100,000. I don't care what it looked like. It could be the same $100,000. If you don't put it out your pocket, that went in your pocket. So you might as well have made an extra $100,000 that year. I'm telling you how this works. Number one goal of making money is not to lose it. Let me transition real quick. Good morning, Mr. William. Let me transition
good,
real quick.
Good morning, Antonio. Can good I speak morning. For a second?
Sure can.
You asked me what I do, and you just touched on it. I save people money. I sent you a
okay, hold on, William. So, come back. Your volume went down for some reason.
I thought I went deaf.
I thought it was mine. There you go. Sound like that's gonna be better. Uh-oh. No, that wasn't better at all. We can hear you clicking your volume up. But there you go. We're gonna wait till you come back so he can finish. Anyway, that's all right. Take your time. Everybody gets to serve their people. I'm not tripping. Right? Now, while he's doing that, Tip's birthday is tomorrow. You understand? That's it. So, Arshia, you come through with the cupcakes. And
better?
Oh, much better. That's 100 times better. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I sent you a sample audit of what that we do. You do a lot of internet marketing, and a lot of people purchase your products over the internet using their cards. And I sent you a sample audit on what we could save you. Depending on the volume of business that you do, we can be giving you back tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. If we can't find you any benefit, we don't get paid. We work on a contingency basis. You have 42 businesses. I think I have 42 reasons to do business with you. You were touching on real estate yesterday. We deal with, we kick back money to people who invest in real estate, commercial, golf courses, funeral homes, on and on and on. If we don't find a benefit, there's no fee. We have engineers that do COSEG or do accelerated depreciation on your properties too. And I'm sure that your financial planners and the CPAs in the group could testify what a benefit that is to the investor. And we work with EAs, enrolled agents, and CPAs so that they can, we work so that everyone's on the same page and to get the best for their client. It's a synergistic program. There's tons that we do. So basically in the vernacular, we have what you need as far as a business. So I save, tons of money for people such as you and small to mid-sized companies that that normally don't take advantage of these tax benefits.
Right.
So I can go on and on. So I hopefully you looked at the audit that I sent you.
Okay, I will definitely look. I haven't looked at it yet. I will most certainly look at it. And of course, you're gonna stay in business a long time, saving people money. That's for sure. That's for sure. So as soon as I look at it, I'm making proper recommendations and stuff for everybody else as well. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much, William. You stand up, brother. Stand up. Now, oh, again, Tippett's birthday. There you go. Yes. Tippett's birthday is tomorrow. She will be 45 years old. That is
Antonio,
not the truth.
It's my birthday tomorrow as well.
Really? Both of your birthdays on the 30th? What
yep,
you
30th.
Say?
And mine is the 31st.
And yours is the 31st. You know, July is being well. So Tippett's and Ibrahim birthday is tomorrow. All right. Well, we're going to have to do some cash apping and PayPal. Because PayPal's not, Cash App's not in Pakistan or Abu Dhabi. There we go. Well, look at that. Look at that. I am pleased. And then Damali done squeezed in on the last day of July. You're not a Cancer, but you're still in July. So we fool with you. We fool.
Come on. You're not a Cancer. You mean you are the Leo, bringing it in the right way.
Come August on, folks, these August don't be folks always.
Like, let y'all have your little birthdays and stuff. Now it's Leo season. Y'all better go.
Y'all little birthday. Let y'all have your little birthday.
Right. We let y'all have them little birthdays in July. We let y'all do it. We sent Cash Apps and stuff. Now it's time for the real.
So you sent Cash Apps and stuff. You so cultured.
Through the ages, say it. Yes, Leo's rule.
Oh, wait a minute, God, that's so Dibu, good. Y'all. That's Dibu. Her birthday on the 19th. That's my twin. Okay. You know, matter of fact, we got triplets in the ATS. Me, Jerry Potter, and Dibu. Y'all better watch out for the 19th.
Well, I think,
what's going to happen on that day?
If I'm not mistaken, it feels like August 1st, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeah, feels.
I'm about to say, they coming in. Yeah.
Grace is August 12th. She ain't gonna let me forget that. There it is. You gonna mute your mic and say so. You ain't gotta take the humble route.
That's it. Because okay, even though you ain't gonna be here for the birthday, you just make sure you pull a K dub, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Make sure my money is here.
That's it.
Amen. You might as well send Grace to Vegas for her birthday.
I might as well. There it is. Grace to Vegas and hang out with AJ.
All right, we'll be having fun in San Antonio while you're gone.
All right, you know what? You did tell me that. That's so right. That's all right. And Ken just put is him and his baby's 28th anniversary. Yeah.
Hey, some good things happening down there at the time. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Look, she FaceTimed with one of them, FaceTimed with somebody yesterday in the meeting. She said, hey, that was his daughter. Oh, okay. I thought that was his wife. All right. I thought his wife talking about, hey, daddy. That was his daughter. Oh, okay. All right. Well, he say the wife say daddy, too. You know, they're two different type of daddies. You understand. All right. I got you. Okay. 28th anniversary. 28 years. My goodness. I just turned 28 yesterday. It is. I got to.
No, sir. No. Come on up to this club now. Come on. You in a 40-40 club now. Yes. You in a 40-40 club.
I am,
tell them again, Reggie.
I'm, Reggie, swear I'm older than him because me and Reggie known each other our whole lives. I've been with Reggie probably since 5 years old, maybe. If it ain't five, it's four. Like if it ain't five, it's four. We was in kindergarten together, and me and Reggie have been together since kindergarten. I'm not joking. Same city, same coach, same classes. Same school, we just in the same hood.
G-Town, stand up.
That's it. Me and Reggie. And then, so he's been knowing me since kindergarten. He swore up and down, I'm older than him, and he swore up and down I was a businessman in kindergarten, which I probably was. Well, I know by the time I was in first grade.
He was a businessman in kindergarten. Yes. And I got the birth certificate.
You want the long form birth certificate.
That's it. Hey, no. Rip, today we celebrate at 2 o'clock. I'm going. So somebody's graduating today.
Oh, yeah. So right. Yes. Reggie has his graduation today. Yeah. Come on. We got to assist.
Is that going to be live?
We need Grace to make it live. Come on. Y'all clap real quick. That's a big deal. That's a big deal because I am not sober. I have 0 months sober.
Okay? Shut up, bro. He's doing it for all of us. He's doing it for all of us. Come see about him. All of us.
I appreciate you, Reggie. I appreciate you for doing it for me. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, bro. All day.
I would say I don't do no drugs, but I don't. But alcohol might as well be a drug. It's probably the worst drug on the planet. I mean, it kills everybody, right? You understand? I mean, you know, ain't nobody dying off no weed, but them straight drunk drivers is killing everybody, right? So I can't even say nothing.
Everybody has their vice.
Yeah. Well, some of y'all addicted to depression and sugar and white sugar.
That high fructose corn syrup.
That's the stuff that's really killing
people. Watch it now.
That's it the addiction. That's
but in general,
I've been trying to get off of it. Watch it now.
I know it now. It's a real deal drug.
Go ahead, Antonio. The thing is, like, how the human brain is wired, it just looks like you cannot escape the fact that you're going to get addicted to something. Nature. So you have to pick your addictions, and if you pick the right ones, you're better off. It's the same thing as life is designed such that you can never have no problems. And Seth Godin says it well. He's like, you're always trading problems. And to do well in life is not to have a life without problems. It is to have a life where you have a better set of problems that you actually like solving compared to the ones that make you feel horrible all the time.
So, Ibrahim, what is your addiction?
That maybe was out of a book, Ibrahim.
Because you look fit and content. So what is your addiction?
Coffee, long distance walking. With and coffee, adrenaline. The thing is, because I'm so, I have sugar-free coffee, so the fact that I know that it tastes good, I like it, and it's not making me fat. That thing,
yeah,
great job. No one
in that.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, you're an adrenaline junkie, just like me.
Fuels. Mm-hmm. I was saying, yes. So long walks with podcasts in my ears, it's like entertainment, and I'm getting fitter. I love it.
Yeah, he's an adrenaline junkie just like me. We probably gonna jump out of helicopters together. Oh, that's for sure. If you get too quiet, I gotta do something. You know, we was riding here this morning, and Deanna was like, "You want to cut on some music?" Like, no, I'm an introvert. I don't need nothing. It's silence. The road is just fine. But of course, it is. But of course, I still had to move a little bit, get my adrenaline moving.
I was finna say, because I was like, he told me if it get too quiet, I'm gonna jump out of an airplane. But wait, you're an introvert, you love quiet.
I gotta move though.
You are a walking contradiction.
I gotta do something crazy. I have to keep myself at the point of death to feel like I'm alive. I'm addicted to adrenaline. That's why I'm so intense. Nah, everybody's addicted to something.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so intense. You be sitting down, I'd be like, Angela, what are we doing? Right? Just for no reason at all, you know. Let's do some push-ups for something. You know, it's great. It's just weird. You're addicted to, some of y'all addicted to depression. You're only happy unless you're sad. That's why you're always in those relationships that keep you sad. But I ain't gonna bother you though. I ain't gonna bother you. I'm just saying.
All right, well, we can talk about that later. All
right.
That might be a good little point. I'll feed into that conversation.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. We definitely gonna talk about that. 10:30. Yeah, 10:30. Damali, there thou go with Damali. Did you get on top of the drop boxes?
Yes, sir. The folder is already full, sir.
Okay, what you do is just go, do you know how to get the link? Like you go, you hit, all right, share the link to me. Give me, there's two of them. Give me the college thingy and whatever. Any link you think I need, just give it to me. I'd rather have extra links than none at all. Okay, but definitely give me the crypto because I'm ready. I was researching this morning. We're getting ready to go ahead and wrench that off. Okay, we're getting ready to go ahead and do that.
One question. When you say extra links, what other links would you like to see?
I don't know. Make it up. Anything you'd have been downloading and collecting. Deanna gave me the ones that you did for the law of attraction stuff, right? The esoteric, the intellectual, all that stuff. I got those. Figure it out. The rest of them, you use a hard charger. High speed is what I would have called you in boot camp. Come in, slick. Come in, high speed. We got all these. Tyrell know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? We got all these little. Nobody has a real name in the military. Everybody got a nickname. Yeah, everybody got time for all that. Yeah, or just everybody. Your last name. Yeah, it's your last name. My nickname? Schmidt. It was too easy. Oh, you worry about the other ones. You worry about these top secret nicknames. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all know what I did for the military, but
fuck.
You know, I did some
mind control.
Something like that. You know, we call this psychological operations. Okay, it's a funny story. Deanna was so when they put the shots in my knees. The needle's like this big, okay? And they went literally like it's literally like this. It's a needle, and then they go. She feels, and they go in the kneecap, right? Like it's going because I don't have any cartilage, so they're putting steroids and artificial cartilage in my knees. Now, just so you understand, the reason I'm 40 with severe arthritis. It's not because I didn't take care of my body, because I was jumping out of planes and buildings and helicopters. And what happens when you jump from 400? Well, that's not high enough. You jump from 2,000 feet in the air. What hits your ankles, your knees, your hips? Right, every time. So I can't tell you how many times I've had to rappel off things or jump off things.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Those are the ill effects of repetition. Yes. But that also makes a strong point about repeating things that make you more successful and make you more productive. It's just repeating things over and over. If they can destroy knees to the point where they need to be reconstructed entirely, just imagine what productive things being done repeatedly would do
for someone. Big facts, absolute big facts, absolutely. So make sure y'all are doing things that don't take away your cartilage, but take away your poverty. How about that? Yeah, right there, right? So definitely, without a doubt. So I was doing all these things. I have a couple of stories. They're funny. There are some, I have a couple of stories, but I don't know if y'all ever heal, and we had to be. They make you sign a 75-year document. You can't say nothing.
Y'all gonna say you gotta be classified.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I went shell shot. That's why there's nothing. I dare to go try. Go look me up. You'll never find anything before 2008. Before 2008, you just won't find it. Well, you know what? You'll find I go dark from 2005 all the way to 2008. It's completely dark. And then before that, it's super dark. There's nothing. There's nothing. And of course, there's reasons why there's nothing. But, you know, I'll let y'all go watch a couple of movies and make your own ideas and opinions. You understand? But it was nice. So, Damali, thank you so much. I could take that off my list. Deanna, I need you to finish the email for Ken, please. Write it down. Yes. Taking it off my, lock my computer. Did I go out?
No, you're still here.
Oh, okay. I did something. Hold on. All these buttons. All right. I must have hit something. I don't know. Let me hit it again. See if that was. Nope, that wasn't it. Hit it again. Okay, now I'm trying to mess it up. I don't know what I did. But anywho, all right then. Marketing University. So the Marketing University, let me tell you about the Marketing University. The Marketing University is, I got all these. Okay, got it. Thank you. I'm going to download these right now with you. I see them right now. The Marketing University is different. Let me explain. I'm going to do this really quick because I don't want to have an extended conversation. Do me a favor, William, do me a favor, because just send those to Deanna, then download them and send them to me, because the Marketing University. So what you have is, what we've done is we put Crypto University in there for right now. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's going to last a while. It's just part of the senior level, right? Just part of the senior level, no charge. We did the Real Estate University. That's just part of sophomore level. So if you got anything level higher than that, you automatically get it. It's there, no charge. And then, of course, you got the Business University, which you can get for free with the freshman level. So we do everything we can to make sure everybody's put on. Wouldn't you all agree? Well, Marketing University is a little different because marketing is as vast of things as business. So while we're continually teaching business marketing and Business University, that's typically one day a week. What we're moving to now is you're going to have the Business University, and then parallel to that is going to be a Marketing University. Okay. Now the regular, and it's actually standalone, and it actually costs. It's outside of the Business University. It has no choice because there's things we've got to teach, and plus we've got to pay folk who is teaching it. Okay. Its regular price is $119.97 a month. That's the regular price. Y'all need to go subscribe to that podcast. I'll come back to that in a second. That's the regular price right there. Okay. $119.97 a month. Right now, for the first 300 people, it is only $35.97 a month. Okay. After that, it goes up. Oh, somebody asked, what if you're VIP? The Marketing University is different, so the VIP doesn't count there. It's more of a DeMarie group thing than an ATS thing. So it doesn't count there. More of a DeMarie group thing than an ATS thing. Now, so that's that. Now, of course, you can always call Grace or Monica, and then, you're talking, everything is always available for anyone with the courage enough to ask if it's available.
That's it, because Mr. Anthony already acted fast. He was the first one.
He's the first one. He spent that one. Remember, I said like a month ago, when he's supposed to come out to October. He wasn't supposed to come out to October, right? So he was ready. And what you do, that's to let that be a lesson to y'all. Because he was like, look, we respect my authority. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on. What's his name?
Cartman.
Cartman. Yeah, Cartman. Come on, Cartman.
Hold on, I'm about to pull it up. I have to now. Hello. God dog. I have to now. I don't know why y'all don't know how to be respectful. Y'all need to learn how to be professional. Okay? Because y'all leader is always doing dumb stuff. Angela, it's your fault. Okay. It's your fault. Oh, I forgot to share with the sound.
Don't do me. Good morning, fam.
Good morning. This is what I said Anthony was doing yesterday. He like, move it up right now.
I am a cop, and you will respect my authority.
Yeah, right. You better get back to school, little boy.
Ow! Get your ass in jail! Ow! Hey, what the hell are you doing? You can't do that! Ow! 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 Sweet. Ow!
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Obviously, it's too much. But when I said you will respect my authority, anybody millennial and younger understood what I was talking about.
I knew what you was talking about, and I'm a little bit older, but I'm
good. Yeah.
We all laughed.
That is too funny.
Thank you for the links, Deanna. Thank you for the links, Deanna.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Very welcome.
Fantastic.
I was in it last night.
That's literally what we, so when the marketing university, hold on. The marketing university is how we got to where we are. We are, what do you call it? Bootstraps. We are grassroots. Anything that we know how to do, we learned how to do it. We did not have the opportunity to go get the Williams to save us money because we ain't had no money. Straight up, we ain't had no money. We ain't had no credit. Tippett grew up in a place called Studiewood. Don't that sound hood? Because it is. It is. Studiewood is so hood. They just put a Whole Foods in there.
Yeah.
Because all right, so Studiewood and Harker Heights are one neighborhood that they split the Harker Heights up. And I mean, no, the Heights. Harker Heights is clean. The Heights, and now the Heights is taking over the other side. You know how you cross the tracks, and the quality of houses change. Well, the Heights ain't trying to have that no more. Yeah, the house ain't trying to have that no more. But Studiewood is from the hood, and I'm from 807 38th Street, Galveston, Texas, 77550. You understand? I'm from where bloods don't look. Reggie just threw up the blood side. I'm from where bloods hang out. You understand? You get caught the wrong color. We got to run.
Look at here, Reggie, Tony.
Oh, you know, I'm straight Crippin'.
Say it with your chest.
You know, I got the up top as soon as I could. Reggie stayed. You understand? Yeah. You know, I'm
good old Olean, the first coming in the gate.
53rd. Look,
I'm 53rd. Trying to tell you.
Yeah. She was with the Green Crips. You understand? Yeah, with Marvelous Marvin and all them stuff.
Money over matter. Money over matter, baby.
All right. So y'all can see where we from. So my point is, we done made it, but we from where they make movies about. You understand?
Lord.
Yes, we from where the life expectancy is 21.
Movies and music videos. Remember DMX?
Absolutely. Life in space, who's 21? It's 21. I mean, 21. You made it to 30. You are OG at 30.
And it's honestly the window.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
down since then. They not making it past like 21, 22 now.
Nah, not at all. That's where we from. So what I'm trying to tell you is we made it because we put our head down and we used the internet to get out the hood. I need y'all to catch that. So when we sent Anthony links, we didn't send Anthony links of some stuff we heard about. We sent Anthony links on stuff that got us out of the hood, that moved our life expectancy. Okay. Anyway, I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, that's the beautiful part. We are what Gary Vee would call practitioners. We do this for real. The reason why when I tell y'all stuff and it work is because it ain't coming from no book, Margie. I'm telling you how not to get knocked in the eye like I did. I tried that. It didn't work. Hey, this is what
y'all did your own R&D, man. Research and development.
Had to, because we couldn't afford research or development. We couldn't afford it. Got jogging. I had a 397 credit score and $27. So it's the truth, y'all. If y'all know where we could, if y'all knew where we come from, man, it's the truth.
Was like the worst thing.
Oh, yeah, worst thing. So I'm just telling y'all, the Marketing University is real deal. Like, imagine. So when they say, you know, self-made, now truthfully, nobody's self-made, you know, in fairness, because, you know, somebody had to change the diapers, Margie. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody had to change the diapers. Somebody had to, you know, breastfeed you, put the bottle in your mouth, William. Somebody had to do that. But for the most part, we are very self-made and we fought to get where we are. So the Marketing University is all that, sales funnels, everything. And for right now, it's 35 or something. I said, whatever I just said, that's what it is. Get with Monica and Grace, you'll be fine. If not, that's fine by me, because all I'm going to do is make you jealous anyway. Mm. Anybody rolling with us is going to increase their income immediately. Don't worry about it. All right, let's move on. So that's that. I've told you about that. I'll bring that back up later.
I got something real quick, Antonio.
Yes, go ahead.
It's off topic, but it's a message. Last night, I spoke to Pam Norris for a while, just catching up. Mm-hmm. And she said something that came to her a couple weeks ago. She wanted me to relay, because obviously it's like, I don't know, 2 o'clock a.m. her time in Hawaii right now. But she said that although she knows that ATS is obviously your initials, she said something that's been on her mind is what she looks at it as is always transforming self. And she wanted me to relay that message this morning to you. So I was like, that's good.
That is good. Okay then. Cause that's what we doing. Look, y'all, let me break this down. I said, thank you very much. Let me break this down very simple. I'm gonna just use I just for a moment, cause I want it to be personal. I want it to be personal. I ain't supposed to be here. I know that's incorrect English, but allow me that colloquialism just for a moment. I still got the degrees, but they need to come off for a second. I need you to understand. I ain't supposed to be here. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not. And in order to get here, I had to always transform self every day. I'm gonna need y'all to catch what I'm saying. Damali, I don't know where you come from. I just know that I didn't have access to what you had, and me and you same color. Now imagine, I didn't even have access to what, when you homeless, you ain't got access to stuff. So even the lowest of folk, I didn't have access to the lowest of folk. My basic needs wasn't even met. There was no running water. You understand? I went years without brushing my teeth. Like, I don't understand why people think homeless is like comforting. No, like real deal homeless. And I need you to get that I had to figure out every time I wanted to do something better, I had to deal with a certain level of awareness I have. And in order to get past those problems, I had to jump up a level of awareness. But you don't just jump up. You had to master where you are and then learn how to go higher. And as soon as I got higher, I had new problems. Biggie Smalls was correct. More money, more problems. Okay. And every time I went up, and I've had to master stuff along the way. So as Ibrahim would tell you, all that mastering along the way, I just kept those skill sets. I kept what allowed me to keep those clients and all the stuff like that. That's why ATS does so much, because I had to do so much not to be broke. I told Ken yesterday that, and this is honestly not true, right now, because we got money spent everywhere, right now, I need $130,000 in 30 days not to be broke. I'm going to let you process that for a moment. I didn't say I need $130,000. I need way more than that. But just to pay all what needs to be paid in 30 days, I need $130,000. Just to be broke. Not to be in overflow, not to be comfortable, just to be moderately embarrassed, I need $130,000.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I can't promise 30 days, but I'm, you know, might be able to help you with the money situation. If we, you know, you answer a few questions and give us a half an hour of your time, I might be able to help you.
That sounds
good. And it's not gonna, you know, there's no interest related to it. There's no loans. There are fees, but there's nothing, you know, there's no 20 day, you know, 30 year, 10 year, 5 year term at 5.5%.
Oh, you tell me. Okay. Yeah.
No, there's no fees. I'm just saying, loans, but long story short, might be able to help you.
Okay. Deanna, you check it out for me. Now, I made some of the stuff you mentioned already have good partnerships in those places like Gateways and stuff like that, but I'll definitely have Deanna look at it. And it should, and you send it to me as well, Deanna, and I look at it. Now, here's how I solve all my problems. Cash flow. There you go. Whenever we need something, we go kill it. Man, I need y'all to hear something. Well, you know, credit cards. We go kill it. We keep what you kill. You understand? We don't do nothing. We don't borrow nothing. We don't credit nothing. What we do is we go and we pick up the phone and we start dialing. Don't make me play that clip. You know, the whole meeting gonna end right now, Grace, if I play that clip. Okay. We pick up the phone and we start dialing. We throw out our sales funnels. We do that because if your company cannot support itself from its streams of income, you got work to do. How many of you right now? Now, you may not need $130,000 to be broke, but maybe you need $1,300. You feel what I'm saying? Some of y'all right now, you need $1,300. Because, you know, the recession, the COVID, all that stuff, you need $1,300. You understand? Now, you got to be smart. Let me tell you something. You got to be, yes, that's Wolf on Wall Street. You got to be smart. Because I got personal money everywhere. I got stocks I could just pull out right now. Why would I do that though? That's not the point. That is first off, we're not in no trouble. I'm just trying to get you to understand something. Actually, that's not the point of investing. When you invest something, it don't exist no more. But I remember, and I know y'all not far removed or you're still doing it. You say, okay, you finally go, all right. Okay, Antonio said do 10%. I did my 10%. It got up to $1,000. It's growing small. And then it started getting down to $800. Right? You know what I'm talking about? You know, when they dip a little bit, and you go, man, I can't lose this money. Don't fool me now.
Yep.
And then, okay, I can't lose this money. And you start patting your head a little bit. And then you need that. You know what I'm saying? I can't lose this money. You know how y'all girls do it. I can't lose this money, okay? I can't lose this money. And then you need $700 and you got $863.22 in your investment account. And you go withdraw it. Then you go withdraw it. That's not why you invest. Once you invest, it's gone. Now, if you want to do short-term investments, the shortest I'm going to recommend for you is 10 years. You understand? 10 years. Stop being the person that saves for vacation. May I educate all of you just for a moment in how I think? First off, you should never go on vacation. You should always be on it. Your favorite restaurants should never be in the country in which you live. I know I'm talking. I'm always on vacation. If I want to do, I was just in Arizona because I felt like it. They call it a vacation, so I said it, but I'm always on vacation. I don't never know what day it is. You'll always be on vacation, and your favorite restaurant should never be in a country in which you live. Never. Never. You need to have so much money when you want Mexican food, you get on your jet and you go down to where Monica family from, and you go to her grandmother or her grandmother's sister.
Yep, I got an aunt that's got a little thing in her garage, and everybody goes in and sits. She's got like two tables. That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Restaurant. That's a restaurant.
That's it. A whole restaurant. I don't want no. When I go to Ghana, I don't want no restaurants. Where they cooking on the side of the street? I want the real food. You understand what I'm saying? The man, like, how you know they clean? They ain't dead. Come on, give me this food. You understand what I'm saying? Give me this food. I'm just trying to shift your mindset for a moment, okay? Your mind needs to be that money. You should have so much money, Marjorie, that you don't even understand how much money you have. So much money that you don't have to worry about money no more.
That sounds very good. That's what I would love, and I'm trying.
Okay, well, we're going to get there. We're going to get you there. We're going to get you there. Because listen to me, y'all. We're going to get you there. Because this is not how I used to think. I promise you, I made Tempest suffer the first 5 years of this company because the Lord was going to give us money. Oh, let me put my weight on it. Come on now. Tempest just...
They be on this call thinking the Lord gonna make a way, and God keeps sending stuff to them.
Y'all get that Disney Channel version from him. Now, if you keep saying God gonna make a way, and God keeps sending stuff your way, and you keep turning it down, you're turning down what you keep saying God gonna make a way for. Stop putting people through that. Stop putting yourself through that, and stop making God a liar because you won't act on what he's sending to you. I'm not talking about Antonio right now. I'm talking about y'all because y'all love the Lord, and I love the Lord too. But God keeps sending y'all stuff, and y'all keep saying, no, I'm not like that. God said it's going to be like that. He ain't seen that. He said move, and y'all won't move. Oh yeah, God gonna make a way, and you won't move when God said move.
Well, Tony, you taught her well.
I felt this energy this morning. I'm gonna piggyback on what this Tempest lady just said. Stop waiting. God said, move, okay? He gonna make a way. You know how he gonna make a way? Mexico in 2022. Stop waiting. Stop waiting to think we finna get a sponsorship. Stop waiting on that. No. Because if I tell you that whatever your favorite thing that you want in the world is that costs more than four or five figures is $24.95, you're gonna go find $2,495. Stop waiting. Time is out. Because I guarantee you, if I came to you, hey, Sandra, whatever your most expensive price is, whatever your most expensive product is, let me go and get that for free. You're probably looking at me sideways right now. Hey, Sadia, I think you got something that costs $10,000. Let me go and get that for free. You're probably looking at me sideways right now, too. Hey, Antonio, what's your most expensive product? No, I'm asking right now.
$500,000.
Okay, have you ever given that away for free?
No, I have not.
Okay. But what is the most expensive thing you've ever given away for free?
Way too much.
Way too much. Way too much. And y'all keep expecting that. Y'all keep expecting that. You can't keep expecting that if you don't do that for your business. No, if you are not willing to do that for your business, but you keep waiting for Antonio to do that for his business for you, what you doing? How you gonna get blessed? No. Mexicon is not free. If you want your life changed, get your butt on a plane, get to Orlando, get at least $24.95 and come on and stop playing, okay? I'm not telling you that, you know, I'm gonna make $10,000 if I go. May not, but the people that are gonna make $10,000, they're gonna be at the event. And you know, Antonio said, I'm gonna make sure if you don't go, I'm gonna make sure that you regret you don't go. I'm gonna help him make sure that you regret that you don't go. You know what we're gonna do? It's seven of us in the core right now. We're gonna go in front of that sign, that Disney sign, and it's gonna be four of us on one side and three of us on another side. And the people that's in the middle, they're gonna do their arms like this on both sides, and it's gonna be a space in the middle. And I'm gonna take a picture and I'm gonna put it on social media and say, we missed you. Stop playing.
And I'm gonna put 100,000 cash in that circle, right in that space. 100,000 cash.
Stop playing. God is moving now. Stop playing.
Yes. This cash.
What? Grace.
Today's your turn.
That was like one of them good ones right there. That was a turn right there, baby. We missing you.
Refer Grace 3 homeowners and you'll be there.
There it is. Listen. I'm not even following that because she's right. We gonna sell out Mexico. We selling out Mexican regardless. We ain't, listen, y'all. This is my private meeting. Y'all come through. It's all good. Feel what I'm saying? I just open up the public so y'all can learn. I didn't tell y'all that y'all the company. I'm not sure if you don't understand that we reach a lot of people and talk to a lot of people. Now, check me out. If you got marketing problems and you want to be a master at marketing to where you can have your own ATS and have your own personal brand, I just told you first 300 people, $34.99. You ain't got to do that. But if you know somewhere else that you can spend $34.99 or less and become a master in marketing, go over there. But if you don't, then that goes back to what Tempest said. God then showed up as $34.99.
As a conference.
And you saying, and I'm going to tell you what most of y'all are saying. You saying, I'm not finna get that Negro my money. That's what most of y'all are saying. Because you're programmed to kick in. You understand? But it's all right. It's all right.
But just, are you out the middle class?
But you want people to give you money. No.
I saw a post. When COVID first happened, I want y'all to hear me. I said it once, twice before. I'm going to say it now. I saw a post that said there's two type of people that are made during economic disruptions or economic corrections. Billionaires and spectators. And that's facts. And by the time this is over, I promise you, by the time, I'm gonna say it the way I want to say it, will you? By the time this is over, I promise you, a team of white people with advanced degrees and certifications are going to tell y'all Antonio is a billionaire. I'm telling you. And then all of y'all going to be like, man, I shit up. And that's okay. It's all right. I've been waiting on this since 2008. And every move I have made has obviously been to take over this recession, the next correction. Now, that's Marketing University. Also, what ye is coming. Now, this is Antonio doing Antonio stuff. We was joking yesterday. Can I get one of y'all? Can you do me a favor, Deanna? Can you go to yesterday's recording? And it's going to have two. I forgot what class we was in. It's going to have two recordings. One is going to be very small at the end. I need that.
Real estate. Class.
I need either that link sent to me or I need the video and audio sent to me. Doesn't matter how. You can send me the link and it's all good. Somebody asked how to get the previous recording. Some of this stuff, a lot of what we do is completely free because that's just me. Well, that's just us. That's our culture. Some of this stuff costs $19.99 a month to $59.99 a month. It just depends. Your best bet is to do $59.99 a month. You get almost 98% of everything we have because we have it like that for free. Truth is, y'all could just follow my content forever and never do anything. what you're doing is you're paying for speed. To be honest with you. If you do it on your own, it's why we don't do any much coaching, right? Because we do the coaching inside of the little monthly program. We do. We do the coaching. We do the coaching inside the monthly program. You're paying for a time frame. It's once a month. It's once a month. So what we're going to have is Grace. You're going to hit LaDonna up right after this here. And then LaDonna, she's going to walk you through all of it. But this is the community. And we, according to them, we're about to have church. But this is a community that we're getting ready to do.
LaDonna's about to be the second person with the marketing universe.
No doubt. No doubt. That'll work then. Now, both of your graphics, Ashley, are just fine. I like them. They're just fine. Just fine. Now, but hold on real quick. Actually, hold on. That's fair. Okay. That's fair. Just know that when them people, see, when you got to be, it's not actually fair. You got to be careful with that. Okay. Let me, because even though they're texting your number, what you're now doing is you're getting company leads to your phone. So you're going to have to push them over because you don't know how to sell. You don't. I mean, you don't. That ain't your job, though. That's not your job. Yes, that's not your job. So then we need you to go and give us whoever calls you, right? You've already been taught. And then you need whoever texts you, then you need to send that to Grace and Monica, because we are growing ATS TV. You know what I'm saying? The last thing we want you to do is killing ATS TV because they're going to the wrong place. If it wasn't you, I wouldn't have that done. But since it's you and you're close, I'll go ahead and allow it. Okay. Just don't mess up. Fair enough. All right. Outstanding. Now, let's see. What was I getting ready to say? I need the second one, Deanna. I don't need this one.
Oh, the 4 minute.
I need the 4 minute one. Yeah. Okay. I need the 4 minute one. Okay. The reason why I had Tipper suffer is because I was waiting on the Lord to show up. That's not how it worked, Maurice. And I don't mean to offend none of y'all religions. And I am actually pretty devout in a few things, or at least one. But you got to show up in your life. I do apologize for that to make some sense to you. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, but you got to show up. The Honorable Prophet Muhammad is not paying your light bill. You are. I'm sorry. No, it's you know, the universe did not materialize as your water bill. Mm-mm. You got to do that. Jesus didn't take the wheel, not literally. Sorry. Didn't happen. You got to do that. You got to pay your card note and go ahead and be so heavenly bound and watch that earthly towing company come repossess your car.
Reverend, not the earthly towing company.
I'm just telling you, they will. You be so heavenly bound. But you got to learn these principles and these practices that allow you to actually be God on earth. You understand? Because so it is on earth as it is in heaven. You understand? And it doesn't make sense for you to be devout and broke. There's no such thing as poor righteous teachers. No, you can't be poor and righteous. You can't be poor and righteous. But Jesus was poor. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. No, 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 no. That's what your preachers is telling you. Jesus chose a life amongst poor people, but Jesus can still put his hand off screen and pull back an economy of 5,000 pieces of bread.
Come on, Reverend.
Jesus said, Peter,
get it out of here.
That's it.
Peter say, hey, man, they go charge us to the temple. Point it. So go get that fish.
Come on now. Come on now, Pastor.
Fish had the whole golden coin in his mouth. But please don't think that your Jesus did not have his own economy. Okay. All right. But you need to have your own economy too. We need to have your own economy too. All right. Now, this is going to be, I'm going to do an Antonio thing. I'm about to do an Antonio thing. This is a straight Antonio thing. It makes no sense. Some of you are not going to like it. And I'm glad you're not going to like it. As a matter of, no, because in order to be a personal brand, you need to be polarizing. I'm not sure if y'all know that. You can't be middle and be respected. Nope. You can't. Nobody like, you know what, Arshia, man, baby girl, me and you go together, but I'm going to be middle faithful though. You feel me? I'm be middle faithful. I'm a kind of be faithful, and I'm a kind of not be faithful. But I'm doing.
I'm gonna be like Reggie.
Okay.
Yes. The door.
Like, who wants something in the middle? Like, I want you to say no. We all the way this, or we just friends with benefits. Like, I need one of those ends so I can know what's going on here. And don't act like I'm lying, because this is how people are. Now, yesterday, I was asking people how many, because I wrote this stock class 4 years ago. I wrote 585 episodes of stocks. And I've actually, I tried a few times. It was in creators, right? That's it, Angela. I tried a few times to try it, but you know, it was just something. Nevertheless, if you want to learn stocks, I got a few co-hosts, okay? And we'll put a little, I got a few artists, I mean, and we'll put it, we're gonna do it on the stream, y'all. We're gonna put it in a little with a private group if you want to do it. You can ask your questions, maybe, maybe not, but it's going to be a podcast. Okay, Angela, it's going to be a podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to be teaching stocks. I love stocks. I knew stocks before I knew real estate. Now, today I got more real estate due to the tax benefits than I have stocks, but I still got stocks. That being said, I'm choosing to do stocks for hood people. All right, there you go. Okay, now I could just do stocks 101, but that's not gonna get me noticed. You understand? Okay, go ahead, Deanna. Go ahead, LaDonna. You got, there you go.
Okay. You know, I that's how you got me at first. I caught one of your little, you know, we went to school together. I like numbers. So I caught one of your little crypto currency things where y'all was talking about Dogecoin. And I recently started, you know, dibbling and dabbling and researching and Googling and trying to see what they was talking about. Because as far as like the stocks and trades, they have like Trap. I think that's the dude, he from the projects, but he learned how to do the stocks and trade. And now he just big. He like a monster with it. But I'm trying to learn that blueprint to where I can read numbers the same way as I'm reading this chat screen on the other side of this thing.
Good. You know what? You just inspired me. You know what, Monica? What if I make it all one? What if I do drink, smoke, stocks, and crypto? What if I do all one?
I thought you said stocks, that was part of it. I was going to
separate them, but I guess maybe not. Maybe not. Okay.
Because it can be.
Okay. Now we really party.
All right, then.
Okay. So why would you? My question is this: Why is there a reason to separate? Because of the different regulations and policies. Because I know government is involved with it, so they touching it. But with crypto, it's still for the people. So if you can get in while you get in now, you know.
Word up. So nah, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. So hold on, let me just go ahead. Let me show y'all something. So what I was doing.
Wait a minute, Antonio.
Uh-huh.
Antonio, you definitely need to entitle that way, because even though I'm a wonderful born again Christian, I would have even joined just to see what you talking about when you say.
Oh yeah, I ain't no dummy.
That's an attention getter, right?
I've been in these streets long time.
Cause. I swear he been thugging. Mine been like, Wall Street. Yeah. His body might have been on the side of a road, but his mind been on Wall Street.
That's facts. They known me for a long time. So here's the podcast coming right there. That's the podcast cover right there. Now it's going to say drink, smoke, stocks, crypto. Nah, but there's your podcast cover right there. Yes, yes. And we shoot the first episode tomorrow.
Yes, Cohibo. That's
Oh, you know how I roll. You already know how I roll.
Yeah, I can't be here all day because I got to go get my brown stuff.
That's it. That's it. So look, he's right. Listen, let me tell you. In order to be on the show, you must. I'm trying to teach you personal brand, okay? Now, this is, you say, well, man, you're missing your Muslim community. They don't drink. I understand. I get it. But I'm not supposed to be in every community. And I promise you, all my Muslim folks still gonna listen. They just probably won't drink and smoke. You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. Right? That's number one. Two, it's meant to be fun as well. But if I just go do stocks for professionals, stocks, that's not going to get attention. If I say stocks for baby boomers, okay, a little closer, but baby boomers, we got stocks. Stocks for millennials, okay, a little closer. But if I say stocks for Jewish gay people, no disrespect, that'll get some attention. Plus, right, that it's small enough to make an impact. In order to make an impact, y'all have to learn how to stop serving everybody and just serve a section of people. And all the people with me that's going to be learning, I told them, you got to drink something. I don't care if you drink Coke. Now, I'm going to have some yak because that's, listen here, I'm not saved. You understand? I'm going to have some yak. Now,
what about that moonshine?
I'm going to have some moonshine too.
Oh, God bless you.
There you go. Now, somebody said, well, I ain't drinking. I'm a smoker. Well, then light them up. It's legal in your state. Don't light them up. You understand what I'm saying? Light them up.
I was going to ask about that. But okay.
Hey, light them up. You understand? Right? And then I want you to talk about stocks. I've seen
the seriousness in your face when you asked. I did the same damn thing.
That's the same thing. Okay? And on camera, and then, of course, we're going to do it. And all I want y'all to do is ask me every stock question. Oh, I got an agenda. We're going to go from basics all the way to, but by the time we're done, you will all be stock professionals because I'm going to have you with the right apps, with the right everything. And then I might even build an app, but we'll come to that later. We'll come to that later. But this is what I want to do. Let this be a good lesson for you. I could talk about stocks, but there's not a podcast in the world that is saying, come drink, come smoke, and learn stocks and crypto. And that is how you be successful. And that is why you should probably join the marketing university. You see the difference in thinking there?
So what time is this gonna be tomorrow?
It's starting tomorrow. There's no crypto tomorrow. It's going to be in that slot, and then we're gonna move it to Mondays. We're gonna do it in that slot for a lot of people to be able to have it since everybody's there. So it's going to be tomorrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time.
And that's going to be the set time, 12?
No, it's going to be Monday. It's going to be like Monday. The set time is going to be Monday morning sometime or something like that.
Okay? Well, Antonio, we're combining crypto, then can we just keep it in the crypto slot? Or you want to keep the crypto class separate from the recording? Because Friday's afternoons will be good.
Friday's afternoon will be good? Okay,
ask the people on the broadcast. I'm the only one speaking. I don't know about everybody else.
What I'll do is I will, let's test it tomorrow and we'll see because I can go back and forth, from stock to crypto, right? Stock to crypto. But that is an opportunity for y'all to have fun and then for the dude, but it is to get attention. Y'all hear me? The reason why y'all don't make money is not because you don't know how. It's because you don't know how to get attention. It's because everybody is doing what William does. And he can't get past the noise until you attention yourself past the noise. Everybody's doing what, and Ken said the other day, people doing all sorts of stuff, but no one has yet to copy ATS. You can't. I'm still looking for somebody. I need a number two. Like I need somebody to try to put me out of business. I need one of y'all. And I'm sure it's going to come from one of y'all. Okay. I need somebody because you can't have Coke wouldn't be so respected without Pepsi.
As soon as that marketing class come together, you in trouble,
right? That's it. That's what I'm talking about right there. Y'all hear? That's what I'm talking about. That's how you do it. That's the attitude. And that's the kind of leader you should follow. And that's the kind of group you should be in. Like, I'm going to help Anthony put me out of business.
I ain't mad at you because we can partner after that and be bigger and better.
There it is. See it? He gets it. And that is how you do business. Because if he fooled around and get too big, I'm just going to buy him. He'll be like, I want to buy this partner. I'll be like, fine. Get some money. Either way, that's how it should be. So let's end this here so we can get ready for the 10:30 class. Saudi, I'm going to call you right after that 10:30. I apologize. I said this morning, I was trying to catch you on a commute, but I'm going to call you after the esoteric. But I'll text you first because I know that you'll be closing clients and stuff as well. I'll text you first. Now, I want to end, and this podcast will be up today. So don't worry about the crypto stuff. It'll be up today as well as far as on there. And we'll start shooting tomorrow. It will be on, I want to take it off of Zoom. I want to put it on StreamYard. That's what I want to do. So tomorrow won't be, because all of y'all get to be seen. You get it? All you get to be seen. And of course, just these folks, and then we'll put it, and we'll do it live in the ATS Business University class. So everybody can, we'll do live in ATS Business University group. So everybody who wants to be a part of it can join in and see via chat. But we'll send the host link to certain people.
Did you know that there's actually going to be an unpopular opinion tomorrow about Dipset and the locks. So if you know people, I know Strat is trying to have like the preamble of their verses. So it's getting a little vicious because believe it or not, there are people that really believe that it should be a good versus. So
it would be a good versus. It's not a competition though. The locks is gonna kill that though, but they keep going.
But we know that, but we're trying to be nice because Dipset and them really want to be like a part of something, but like Styles and them have gone further than beyond. And like today was Styles Day. Like, you know what? I'm done with this. Hurry up and let the third be the third, because y'all know damn well y'all shouldn't even be around with us. And I'm thinking, the only thing I know about Dipset was that like they were getting robbed when they showed up and the locks were getting played. So they never got a tip. But so if good. Anyone is out there, because I know that Strat really wants this one to be good. So if you are into rap and you know a little bit about Dipset or Jim Jones or Cam'ron, you know, one of them particularly, because it's going to be the whole group, but none of them can stand up against the three of them, but it's going to be good. So we're going to do that before we jump on the other one. So if you guys are available at that, 11 o'clock?
Yeah. Just go live on the page. Yeah, just make sure I go live in the right groups. You'll be just fine.
I was going to say, Strat know where he's going live.
Yep, there it is then. Well, that's it, y'all. Appreciate you. I will see you at 10:30. Do me a favor, Grace. Grace, I want you to send D-Boom a list of the Zoom classes. Okay, list of the Zoom classes. I saw her put that in the chat. And then we'll all have it. No, that's why I say we'll be live at the same time. That's the whole point. No, where's Ashley? That's the whole point. No. That's the whole point. The whole point is to do that. That's why I pay for three different stream yards. Yeah, that's why I did that. That was exactly why. Yeah, you can't have a cable show, a TV network with one show at a time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why you got USA, USA 1, USA 2, HBO Max, HBO Family, HBO Kids. You get what I'm saying? ESPN, ESPN 2, ESPN Deportes, right? All that stuff. No. That's why we got three stream yards for that very reason. I am no fooleth. All right, good. But there we go. We will see y'all in 1 hour and 10 minutes. Today's class is a doozy, and we start a whole new season.
Every time. Every time. Every throat.
Because every time I come after y'all programming, I know y'all going to hate me for it. All right. So make sure LaDonna get the information. It is open to the public. I expect to see why, well, if all of you want to be, you can be there. It will be fun. Antonio T. Smith Jr. Huh? Say it again.
Open for the people.
Open to the public. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Because I want them to see you for your 90 day. That way they know who you are.
Already. Already. You know what I mean? No doubt. No doubt. Definitely right. Open to people. So invite anybody you want to. Grace, put it out there. Y'all share it. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you later.
Have a great one, guys.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training, and I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.